Good to see you all. While you're making your way to Titus, Titus chapter 3, thought I'd just let you know, Glenn and Elise, so Glenn phoned us this morning, was it this last night, sorry, phoned us last night and said that he and Elise went for a walk on the farm, and there was a cow that had a little, what is a filly, you know? Calf, there we go. So there was a cow with a calf, and the calf didn't look so well, so Lynn told Elise, just go check if it's okay. And when she got closer, the cow actually tackled them, and they ended up in hospital. Yeah. So both of them was taken up. Lynn's got a broken rib. I mean, this thing obviously, you know, went for them. Grins at a broken rib, and she's got stitches in her face and things like that. So apparently they were going to be discharged this morning. Yeah, thanks. Apparently they were going to be discharged this morning. I tried to get hold of him, but he didn't answer, so I don't know if they're discharged, but he was chirpy on the phone. He was making jokes and talking about the kinds of headlines that might have been in the newspaper, so he's okay. They're okay. But if you do have an opportunity today, maybe just give them a call and encourage them. So, let's return to our text for this morning. We're going to read chapter 3, verse 1 to 7 again, but we're only dealing with verse 5a for this morning, but I want to read the entire text again. Remind them to be subject to rulers, to authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good deed, to malign no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing every consideration for all men. For we also once were foolish ourselves, disobedient, deceived, enslaved to various lusts and pleasures, spending our life in malice and envy, hateful, hating one another.